Where would I be without you? That's the question I asked when this man returned from his holiday looking the exact same shade he left. Knowing me, Zach Thompson, knowing you, Jack Frimston, how are you, sir? How was your holiday? Or if you're watching overseas, vacazione.
Wow, I didn't know that you spoke a language. I think I've actually come back paler, as they say in the industry. It rained. I thought a lot about you. I thought a lot about sales. Life is good. I'm alive. Let's get on with the show.
Okay. There's pain there. Deep within your eyes, there's pain. You can talk about it another
time. I have got a bone to pick with you.
You have got a bone. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've got a bone to pick with you. Because I watched a bit of the trench ships that you did on your own. And I thought that you were incredible. I thought you really, really handled it well. You held down the fort.
I don't like praise. Move on quickly.
But you did say something about my test results. And that annoyed me, right? Because I've had the results and I'd like to share them with everybody.
Well, I'll tell you something that happened to me the other day that you're not going to believe.
Go on.
I emailed a software company and I said, I really love your product. And they emailed back saying, RTYSM. How do they know I've got that?
What?
TYSM. Write it down, mate. You're a bit
slow. Oh, right.
It's a little play on words.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Gatekeepers. Coming out.
No. Right. Let's talk about the format. We've asked the school community. We've said, let's have some questions, right? Me and Jack come into these. Sometimes we're talking about what our team has said, messages, blah, blah, blah. We want to add a bit more context to that, okay? So people in the school community have got options to say, can you please help me? Here's my questions this week. There's a couple of areas that we're going to focus on, but Jack, the first one...
Gatekeepers, yes. Left, right, and center. They're coming out your ass. They're gatekeepers.
Gatekeepers, okay. So gatekeepers, let's talk about them.
What is a gatekeeper?
Baby, don't hurt me. A gatekeeper is typically someone who is there to field calls, find out their purpose, if they're worthy of the decision maker you're trying to get through to's time.
Absolutely.
They're just there to facilitate that, make sure no one's wasting said time. Hello.
I'd like to add on to gatekeeper. You know what's one thing that baffles people? And if you listen to this, then you're probably aware anyway, but you might not be. But for a long, long time, I didn't know that you could get data that wasn't gatekeeper data. Do you know what I mean? So we use Zoom Info, but actually I used to use one that was a tenner a month, SalesQL or Lucia. There are alternatives out there that are probably cheap. Get it out your own paycheck. Don't worry if your boss says, no, we don't have the budget for it. Invest in it. Just have the odd mobile number or improve your connection rate, your talk rate. You'll get better. You'll get your reps in, whatever. If it is a case of, actually, these are the people I need to go over, I can't get the mobile numbers, the only way to go is through the gatekeeper. I'll give you my favorite tip is there's ways to handle the gatekeeper, but I always think, like, how do you play it smart rather than playing it stupid? If you get to a reception or a switchboard and it says, press 1 for reception, press 2 for finance, press 3 for marketing, press 4 for sales. I always think, like, right, where's the back door? Where's the door that no one's showing me? So most people are calling up reception and saying, I want to speak to Dave Smith. And they're going, salesperson, throw him out the front. Whereas if you go through to finance or a different department, you go, oh, that's not Zach Thompson, is it? They go, no, you come through to the finance, Sarah. I go, oh, sorry. I think I dialed Zach Thompson's extension. You couldn't put me through, could you? It's Jack.
He's been dead for 10 years.
Right, okay. I definitely do need to buy some data then.
No, yeah, I'm with you. The other thing is, like, and Jack, I was hoping you might share a story here on this one. A bit of theatrics. We know about your background as a severely mentally unwell person. But using that to its full effect, what was before we had data, before we had Cognizant and Zoom Info and all these great tools, we'll put the Instagram handle in the bio. But before we had those, there was a company you were trying to get hold of. And I remember you rang someone and just went straight into talking like it was actually them. And they were like, oh, no, it's not you. But it was like a massive company.
Yeah, they put you through to them. They gave me the seat. They gave
bleep that out.
Oh, bleep them out. They gave me John Timpson's mobile number. And I had a conversation.
So how did it work? Give us the story. Give us the story, though. Come on.
So you pick up the phone and you go, Zach, sorry, I've been meaning to get a hold of you. Sorry for not calling you back earlier. And it's a bit of a ramble, but it's sounding like you belong. I sound like I'm in that situation. Zach, so sorry, I've been on holiday. I meant to call you a couple of weeks. Oh, no, sorry. You've come through to reception. Oh, apologies. Can you tell Zach it's Jack? Thank you.
Yeah.
So I go from chatty to, oh, I'm a bit serious now, a bit mysterious, a bit Cupid, shut up. And that's when you shut your mouth. Silence is golden.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing, so Jack's alluding to a point here, there's a thing around some people might call it a circle of influence. So I remember I was, one of the first clients I had was with this company, was his 50 dream account. So I'm not targeting anyone else but these 50. And I want to speak to, I think it was buying directors or something like that. But typically in massive companies, you've got the director and you've got all these other people that feed into the director in various ways. So actually I'd come in at a level just below and do exactly what you just did and just assume, oh, I thought I was getting through to John here. And chances are they're sat in the same office. And they just go, oh, no, I'll put you straight through. But I'd actually have rang up to get. So there's a bit of cloak and daggeriness with gatekeepers. Another funny one that I once got advised to do is, I think I've told you about this one before. I was working for a very technical company, and the advice I got from the CEO at the time was just to absolutely blag the gatekeeper with the most technical jargon ever. When they said, well, what's it about? Oh, it's about intersecting the DYB19 mainframe with the 419 iron brew. And they'd be like, I'll just put you straight through.
Yeah, I think I love that one. And I actually love iron brew, so we'll put his Instagram handle in the comments. It's always about being a bit cheeky. I think the rule is never lie. So does he know, is he expecting my call? Yes. That's a lie. And that's going to, remember, whatever you do that's a bit cheeky along the way that's going to get you to that point, that is going to come back to bite you on the arse. Whereas if somebody says, oh, I've got someone on the phone, they're called Jack, but they sound like they know you. All right. They sound like a friend. All right. Okay. Put them through then. There's no context. But if they say, oh, yeah, he said that you'll be expecting his call, well, that's just a lie. So I never advocate lying. You can be cheeky.
You can be. Usually what happens is, answer the phone.
Hello?
No, but like ABC company or whatever.
Oh, ABC company.
Who's that, sorry?
ABC company.
No, who's that I'm speaking to?
Oh, it's Sarah on reception.
Oh my gosh, that was my mother's name.
No way.
Yeah, what are the chances? Gosh, you've made me forget where I am. Sorry, Sarah. I was looking for John.
Oh, wow, what a pattern interrupt. You're the guy that goes into a Chinese restaurant, sees a necklace on the floor and says, must have slipped right off your neck.
Yeah. And there's other things you can do. There's an old folklore that if you throw a shoe out the window, as soon as you connect with a gatekeeper, it'll come back to you. So obviously try
the shoe or the gatekeeper. Gatekeeper will get back to you in 2 to 3 working days.
That's the game you're playing, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, what's next?
It's a great question. I'm so glad you asked me. How would you approach calling a prospect you spoke with in the past who didn't have a need? So they didn't have a need. So it probably is going to require some context, and they've put some context, actually. Previous conversations were around hiring, and they didn't have a need, the time, plus struggled to get budget. So they've given all these like objections. It's probably a case of, what can you do in those situations when you go into someone and you're calling them back? There are things you could probably do, but I always like to use the phrase, make your bed before you lie in it. Do you know what I mean by that, Zach?
I'd like to pad that out.
Okay. So, yeah, everything is upstream. So what can you do in these situations where you called them before and they weren't interested? I'm sure you'll have some ideas, but what I want to focus on is what can you do in those situations where they're not interested or it's not relevant right now, but you're going to call them back. Well, actually, I want to make sure that when I call you back, you bloody know who I am, because these people get hundreds of cold calls. They have lots of conversations. They are going to forget you. So how do you make yourself memorable on that call in that moment so that when you do call back, they go, bloody hell. I think there's someone in your team that does this really, really well. And they say, they're like, okay, well, yeah, absolutely. I can give you a call back in 6 months. But obviously, people are forgetful. So I guess, what's your wife's favorite dinner or something like that?
Close. She says, what's a secret only your wife knows?
That's it. What's a secret only your wife knows? And there's a laugh, it's a pattern interrupt.
The other thing, though, with this is, and you've mentioned a great point, is I think people are probably getting pretty close to, I'm pretty confident speaking to a new person, but there's a reluctance with the person who you've spoke to before around how to do it. Can I do the same pattern interrupt again? One easy angle is you actually can do the exact same call again, because you're probably the least memorable person in someone's life as a salesperson that spoke to someone 6 months ago. So you just do the exact same thing again. That's the easiest answer. If you want to hit them with something new and interesting, Jack, do you want to answer the phone?
ABC company.
No, it's Jack this time.
I love fucking with you, bro. Hello, Jack speaking.
Jack, it's a dreaded follow-up call. It's Zach here. You're either going to tell me, thank God you've called, Zach, there's a greyhound that's just got loose with your name on it, or you're going to say you don't remember me.
You're going to have to remind me. I don't remember you. Sorry.
Okay. I'll remind you, but at the end, don't say I didn't warn you. All right. You listening?
I'm listening.
Okay. Bang. And then we go straight back in.
The dreaded follow-up. I love that as an opener.
Just a bit of something cheeky as the opener. And then you're going to hit the same problems again. If there's anything in, obviously people prefer their own words. So if there's anything in what they said last time, you can then make your script a bit more malleable. And you can just lean on, typically inviting my people who hire in certain windows. Like, oh, maybe they told you that last time.
Yeah, that's good.
And as
good.
A result... So, sorry, mate, go on.
Well, I was going to say, so Terry Byrne said, like, they struggled usually to get budget. So Zach, last time we spoke, you told me that you were hoping to hire within January, around January, but you said the CEO never gives you budget. So I've got a feeling you're either going to say, Jack, it's your lucky day, you've called me, I've just got budget signed off, or actually, the CEO's still a tight fucker and he never give you a penny.
Exactly. Or you're going to tell me budget's an illusion, and actually, if you needed to hire someone badly enough, you could find budget.
Wow. You really are Google Translate for twats.
I am. But look, there's an interesting dilemma at the minute that I want to talk to you about. I've been wearing those glasses for a long time, okay? But I've decided to move on to these.
Wow. For the people that are listening on Spotify and Apple Music, you are going to be sad. It's giving John Lennon.
Well, hopefully the people who are listening can imagine what I look like. I've been Zach Thompson, and this has been my colleague. We've not fallen out recently, but my God, we'd like to. Take care of yourself.
Drive safely.